The U.S. has seen 15 weather disasters so far this year, resulting in over $1 billion in damage. Insurance rates have skyrocketed as a result, especially in high-risk areas like Florida and California. Douglas Heller, the director of insurance for the Consumer Federation of America, explained. He told the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee that insurance companies are abandoning the most vulnerable people.
And it's not just geography targeting these communities. In all but a few states, insurers penalize homeowners if they don't have a great credit score, even if they've never filed a claim. This disproportionately harms lower-income folks, people of color, and rural Americans, adding more pressure on the premiums that are already boiling over due to climate change.
Michelle Norris is Executive Vice President of External Affairs and Strategic Partnerships with National Church Residences. It's an organization that provides affordable rental homes for thousands of low-income seniors. She said that insurance cost increases mixed with reduced coverage makes the affordable housing crisis worse.
We must act now. Our country has a shortage now of 7.3 million homes affordable to low-income people. We cannot afford to jeopardize existing rental housing or slow the creation of new ones.
Jerry Theodorou, Insurance and Trade Policy Director for R Street Finance, criticized California's Proposition 103, which requires companies to obtain prior approval from the California Department of Insurance before implementing casualty and property insurance rates.
This straitjacketing prevents insurers from charging risk-adjusted rates. The result is close to 20 insurers pausing new business or non-renewing policies. Proposition 103 is a form of price control. The academic literature finds that price controls do not work.
Norris recommended that the federal government should fund affordable rental homes, rethink insurance requirements, and make long-term investments in climate-resilient building practices, among other suggestions. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen proposes a polluter-pays climate fund, which he said would ask the biggest greenhouse gas emitters to help cover the costs of rising property insurance brought about by climate change.